T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome. My guest this morning is Jane Urban, who is franchise owner of Home Instead Senior Care. And we'll be talking about the Daughters in the Workplace educational program. And certainly, Jane, we hear a lot about the challenges that women face when they are navigating their careers and raising young children, but not a whole lot of attention or discussion about the unique challenges that come with navigating a career when caring for aging parents.
That's right, Bill. We have very many women today who are stretched between taking care of their children, their own health, and their aging parents, and they're still in the workplace. They have a lot of stress that results from that and a lot of difficulty navigating that workplace because they need to take time off and they have very special needs. Home Instead Senior Care has a program called Daughters in the Workplace, which has a website, daughtersintheworkplace.com, pretty easy to remember, where people can go out, take a quiz that will test their knowledge of the kinds of accommodations and things that are available for women in the workplace, and also will give them a lot of information, tips, and techniques to help them navigate through their taking care of parents, children, and themselves.
And there has been research done on this subject. I don't know how much we hear about it. Probably not enough, because it's not a very uncommon thing.
No, it's not uncommon at all. In fact, Home Instead Senior Care did a little research project where we spoke to 1,000 women and 250 men between the ages of 45 and 60. And we came up with some very interesting results. We found that daughters in the workplace spend about 14 hours a week on caregiving. They're caring for an 80-year-old parent who has about 5 different health issues, and they've been caring for them for about 6 years. They also, many times, are supporting adult children. 16% of them regularly take care of their grandchildren. So they may be taking care of 3 generations of people and taking care of themselves. As a result, they sometimes have to choose between being a good caregiver and being a good employee.
Yeah, and that's the difficult thing. And also taking care of themselves.
Taking care of themselves, exactly. Most of these people, if you're between the ages of 45 and 60, you probably have some things that you need to take care of with your own health as well. You're not getting any younger.
No.
And you have your own things to take care of. So there's a lot of stress, and this translates to difficulties in the workplace.
And there are things that people can do, and daughtersintheworkplace.com is certainly a good resource for some advice on how you can handle the situation.
Absolutely. We have lots of information out on the website, and I thought maybe today we could just focus on a few tips for caregivers to help them to feel more empowered in the workplace and to help navigate through these issues.
And what are some of the things that people should be aware of, or things they can do to help themselves through all of this?
Okay, well, number one, you need to be realistic about what you can and cannot do. Many times women feel the pressure to think that we really have to do it all. We have to take care of everybody, and we just have to do everything. Take a step back, take some time to understand how much you can reasonably handle in taking care of your loved one, doing well at your job, and staying healthy.
And that's a difficult task, because frequently, maybe not totally as much now as was in the past, but still significantly, they take care of women in the household, take care of virtually everything.
Everything. Yes, we found in our research that men do caregiving,
yeah,
but they spend significantly less time. So the same number of men will respond and say, yes, I do caregiving, but they don't devote as many hours a day to it.
Yeah, and it's something in the way a lot of people were brought up, and hopefully that is changing a great deal, is people were brought up when I was growing up. I mean, basically women had this job and men had that job, and that's the way it was. But hopefully that is not the case anymore, where it's more of a team effort in all ways.
Well, we can hope that'll happen.
Yeah.
But I know, speaking with my friends, and I'm in that age group, we're really all under the gun. It's a good idea to reach out to other people, to try to find other people who are in the same situation. And part of that is going out and educating your employer.
Mm-hmm.
If you reach out to your employer, many times you're going to find that they know exactly what you're going through, even though you haven't told them about it, because they're going through the same kinds of things with their own parents and their own families.
And they frequently will have perhaps some solutions to offer their employees if they are going through a similar situation.
Yes, some companies do have employee assistance programs that you can reach out to, and they do help with that. Another thing you can do is try to be creative yourself. If you go to your employer and tell them about what you need, be creative about your solution. If you go with a problem and you have a solution, your employer may be predisposed to say, wow, that's a really great idea. Mm-hmm. So maybe you have to take some time off or leave early, but there you've found a solution to that problem, and you can go to your boss and say, look, I have to do this, but I've figured out how to make this work.
And through it all, through the caregiving and the job and everything else, you have to leave time for some rest.
You have to leave time for some rest. And that's a difficult thing for a lot of people. But you're really no good to anybody if you don't get enough rest and you can't think through things clearly. If you can be clear and organized, that will help to reduce your stress as well, because things will run more smoothly.
And I guess you can't really get ahead of yourself. You can't think too far down the road with all of this.
Right. You have to take it one day at a time. Yeah. You know, take manageable bites when you're trying to solve this problem.
Yeah.
Don't look too far out, because then you have a tendency to become overwhelmed.
And certainly people in this situation can use some help and should seek that help if they can.
Absolutely. There are many ways to get support. You can go to your employee assistance program if you have one with your employer. You can reach out to your friends and family. And also, there are a lot of support groups out there for caregivers. They're springing up all over the place because this is a really common problem. And of course, you can always try to arrange for some additional help. Mm-hmm. If you need help, you can hire professional caregivers to come in and help you out, so that you can focus on taking your time off for the things that really need your attention. And maybe some lesser things, like taking someone for a blood test mm-hmm. or something like that doesn't need you there, they can do that.
Believe it or not, we've only got about a minute or so left.
Okay.
Any other advice you can give, Jane, before we close out here today?
Well, I would advise everybody to go out and take a look at our website, daughtersintheworkplace.com. Go out, take our quiz. There's some good information out there about your rights in the workplace as well, what you can expect from your employer. And if you have any questions about that, or you'd like some more information, or you'd like someone to come and speak to your employer, we do little workshops for mm-hmm. employers to help them deal with this problem. You can give our office a call. We're Home Instead Senior Care of West Hartford, 860-236-5995.
All right. Thank you, Jane. That is Jane Urban, franchise owner for Home Instead Senior Care in West Hartford. We've been talking about Daughters in the Workplace and the educational program this morning. That is our program for today. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.